Are you celebrating today? It's the first day of a new year. We made it! That's worth celebrating. I'm celebrating. I'm wearing sequins. I never wear sequins. We should all wear more sequins this year, and we should celebrate. Maybe you stayed up way too late and celebrated last night. So today, you're good with staying in PJs and watching football. Hey, you're celebrating just fine right there on the couch with your phone in hand, scrolling through social media. That's great. I grew up going to my granny and papa's house in Texas for New Year's. Talk about a celebration. So many uncles, aunts, and cousins, and friends, and extended family. They loved and welcomed everybody. We rang in every New Year big time. Some of my sweetest memories of New Year's Eve were when my papa would send us all to get fireworks, and he didn't send us for the little stuff. I mean, sure, we got the sparklers and the firecrackers, Roman candles, and those little paper popper things, and smoke bombs, of course. But when we walked up to that little fireworks stand in Paris, Texas with Papa, we got the big stuff sitting on the back shelf, the ones that look like cannons. Yep, Papa did not play when it came to fireworks, and he had deep pockets and a very big yard, so we would light up that Texas sky. Oh, the joy. As a kid, I learned so much about celebrating and laughing and having a great time with my family. Those memories of celebrating the new year have shaped who I am today. Memories and traditions of staying up late, playing cards with my cousins, watching my granny and papa dance in the kitchen, us cousins making pallets on the floor, eating cabbage, cornbread, and black-eyed peas while my granny's laughter filled the kitchen. It was a celebration. And to this day, I get a little bit crazy when it comes to fireworks. I really do. We don't spend what Papa used to spend, but we light up our little cul-de-sac pretty good. And I love it so much. I want to teach my girls to celebrate. And not just on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, but every day. But you know what? We have to choose it. Did you know God commands us to celebrate? Throughout the Old Testament, God's people are told to feast and remember and celebrate who He is and what He's done. Nehemiah 8:10. Nehemiah said, "Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." The city walls and gates of Jerusalem were in ruins, and God's people were in distress. Nehemiah not only rebuilt the broken walls of the city, he turned their hearts back to God. Walls of faith and obedience needed to be rebuilt, and part of that process included intentional celebration. Celebration is a spiritual discipline that must be practiced. God knew in this sin-covered world we live in the brokenness and pain we walk through, that we would have to be reminded to celebrate and remember the joy of the Lord is our strength. God tells us to lay our burden down. Count it all joy. Trust in me. Keep your eyes on me. Know how much you're loved. Laugh, rejoice, give thanks, eat, drink, and be merry. Remember how wide, long, and deep my love is for you. Remember the sacrifice made for you. I made a way. Celebrate. Rejoice that when you come to me. I make you new and clean and throw your sins as far as the east is from the west. And my mercy and grace is new every morning. That's the truth. Celebrate it. Happy New Year. Wear sequins. Have a dance party in your living room with your kids. They'll love that. Light up any leftover sparklers tonight and thank God for your life and all He wants to do in it. Be intentional to shine God's goodness and joy to those around you. I'm Lori Klein.